May 19th, 1922. In heaven, the divine will is the beatifier, while on earth it is operative and multiplies its life and its goods in the act of the creature. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen from within my interior, from which something like a little door opened, and he leaned his arms on it and put his head out to see what the other creatures were doing. I looked together with Jesus. But who can say the evils that appeared, the offenses that were given, and the chastisements that will pour down? It was a horrifying sight, so sorrowful. I also saw our poor country being struck by the divine scourge. Now, seeing that Jesus was looking with such tenderness of love and sorrow, while in the previous days it had been impossible for me to get him to look and turn his face toward creatures, I said to him, "My love and my life, do you see how much your dear brothers and mine suffer? Don't you want to have pity? How gladly would I suffer everything so that they might be spared? See, this is a duty that the state of victim imposes on me, the imitation of you. Did you not suffer everything for us? And how can you want me not to suffer in order to spare them and to imitate you, who suffered so much?" And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, told me, "Ah, my daughter, man has reached such a point that I cannot look at him but with horror. And if I look at him, it is only from inside of you, because finding in you all the tendernesses of my humanity, my prayers, I feel moved to look at him with compassion. And for love of you, I will spare their lives. Man has need of strong purges, otherwise he will not repent. Therefore, I will overwhelm everything to renew everything. I will do unexpected things, new chastisements, for which man will not be able to find the reason. And this, in order to confound him. But you, do not fear. For love of you, I will spare something. I feel in you, as I felt it in my humanity, the current of the communications with all creatures. And therefore, it is hard for me not to give you and not to content you in anything." Then, later on, I found myself outside of myself, at a very high point, and I found my celestial mama, a late archbishop of ours, my parents, and my sweet Jesus in the arms of the bishop, who, as soon as he saw me, placed him in my arms, telling me, "Take him, my daughter, and enjoy him." Jesus made feast in my arms and said, "Dearest daughter of my will, I want to renew the bond of the great gift of making you live in my will. This is why I want it here present as representatives, my dear mama. The bishop who took part in your direction when he was on earth, and your parents, so that you may remain more confirmed in my will, and may receive all the current and the goods that my will contains, and so that they may be the first to receive the glory of the operating of the living in my will. You're nothing other than an atom in my volition. But in this atom I place all the weight of my will, so that as you move, the immense sea of my volition may receive its motion. The waters may ripple, and as though agitated, they may give off their freshness, their fragrances, and may overflow for the good of heaven and of the earth. The atom is small, extremely light, and is not capable of agitating the whole immense sea of my will. But once all the weight of my will has been placed in it, it will be capable of everything. And you will give me the field in order to release from myself more divine acts. You will be like the little stone that is cast into the fount. As it falls, the waters ripple, are agitated, and give off their freshness and their fragrance. However, the little stone does not contain the weight of my will, and therefore cannot make the fount overflow. But your atom, with the weight of my will, can not only overwhelm my sea, but flood heaven and earth. You will drink the whole of my will with all the goods it contains, as though in one gulp, and in another gulp you will emit it outside. And while you do this, you will multiply my life and my goods for as many times as you drink it, and for as many times as you emit it. And if the blessed in heaven enjoy all the beatitude which my will contains, and live in it as in their own center, they do not, however, multiply it, since their merits are fixed in them. You are happier than they are, being able to multiply my life, my will, my goods. In them, my will is the beatifier. In you, it is operative. And I ask for your acts in order to multiply myself. When you operate, I look anxiously to see whether you operate in my will, to receive the contentment of seeing myself multiplied in your act. How attentive you should be, and let nothing escape you.